بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال مر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بامرأة تبكي عند قبر فقال اتق الله واصبري فقالت إليك عني فإنك لم تصب بمصيبتي ولم تعرفه فقيل لها إنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأتت باب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلم تجد عنده بوابين فقالت لم أعرفك فقال إنما الصبر عند الصدمة الأولى متفق عليه وفي رواية لمسلم تبكي على صبي لها. As Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah passed by a woman who was crying by a grave. So he tells her that fear Allah and be patient. So she replied, leave me alone because my calamity has not befallen you. She did not recognize that it was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it was told to her that you address Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so immediately she went to the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she says she did not find any doorkeeper there. She did not find any guards at the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she apologized and she said, Lam a'arifka, that I did not recognize you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told her, and this is a lesson for all of us, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى, that the time for patience is at the onset of the calamity. When the calamity befalls a person, that is the time when a person is expected to exercise sabr. Not after 2-3 years go by and then a person says, I'm making sabr. The sabr is required when the shock or when the calamity befalls you. At the first occurrence, that is the time when the person has to exercise sabr. So in this case, this woman was crying over her little child who had passed away. The child was buried there. So she was crying and lamenting and crying over this child of hers that she had lost. Rasulullah saw that she was wailing, she was mourning. And therefore he told her to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to shed tears when somebody's close person, relative, child, parent passes away. Then as mentioned the other day, there's nothing wrong in Shariat. In fact, Rasulullah himself cried on so many occasions. Yes, but if a person complains against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the person begins to scream and cry and mourn, then that is incorrect. And therefore Rasulullah told her to exercise sabr. And she did not recognize that she was talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most probably, she was new in Medina Sharif, and she did not know where the Rasulullah's house is, such a simple house. So she went looking for the house of Rasulullah, and therefore she says, I did not find any bawabin, any doorkeepers, any guards. She expected the Nabi of Allah to have some military outside his house, to have guards, to have doorkeepers, like a king has in a palace. But she found the house of Rasulullah so simple that he didn't even have a doorkeeper, he didn't even have a guard. Rasulullah did not scold her or rebuke her for the manner in which she replied Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he advised her that innama sabru inda sadmatil ula, the time for patience is at the onset of the calamity. Wa Abi Hurairah radiyallahu an anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala yaqulullahu ta'ala ma li 'abdil mu'mini 'indi jazaa'un idha qabadtu safiyahu min ahli dunya thumma ihtasabahu illa al jannah. رواه البخاري. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when I take away a beloved of my servant, my believing servant, and then this believing servant of mine exercises patience in anticipation of reward. He has ihtisab, ثم احتسب, he has hope of getting reward for the sabr that he is exercising. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then he can have no recompense from me except Jannah, paradise. So when a person loses a very close family member, then when he makes sabr and he has hopes from getting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on account of the sabr, Allah gives this person Jannah. Just one more hadith. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الطاعون فأخبرها أنه كان عذابا يبعثه الله تعالى على من يشاء فجعله الله تعالى رحمة للمؤمنين. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها, at that time it was common they should have plagues. So she asked her, what is the plague all about? A plague generally is cause it's a very widespread disease, and generally starts from like a pimple or a sore under the armpit, and it spreads throughout the community, and through that people die, they lose their lives. So it was common at that time they were struck with many plagues. So she asked Rasulullah, what is the haqiqat, what is the reality of a plague? So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends it as an azab to whomsoever he wishes, but for a believer it is a source of mercy. Allah Ta'ala makes it a source of mercy for the believers. Therefore, to the disbeliever, it is azab. فَلَيْسَ مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَقَعُ فِي التَّاعُونِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي بَلَدِهِ صَابِرًا مُحْتَسِبًا يَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَا يُصِيبُهُ إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ إِلَّا كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ الشَّهِيدِ رواه البخاري. Rasulullah then said, if any person falls into an area which is struck with plague, and he remains in the town, he does not come out of the town. He remains there, having patience and anticipating reward for the patience that he is exercising. And he knows very well that whatever was going to afflict him will afflict him. It is through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then such a person gets the reward like a shaheed, like a martyr. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand these beautiful ahadith. Whatever the condition is, when a calamity befalls a person and the person exercises sabr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the person tremendously. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.